From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. An earthquake strikes Afghanistan and Pakistan. More than 200 people have been killed, more than 1,400 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in northern Afghanistan and registered a magnitude of 7.5. VOA's Ayaz Ghul witnessed the quake.
This was around lunchtime, 2 p.m. Local time, when this earthquake struck Pakistan, and it was so strong that we could even feel it here in Islamabad, and I was with my family, and we all had to flee the home, and we took refuge among this big group of people who were already out there on the street, and we could see our homes, our houses and buildings around us. They were really shaking.
VOA's Ayaz Ghul. A raid on an Islamic State cell in southeastern Turkey has left two Turkish police officers and seven militants dead. A gunfight broke out when police raided a number of houses in Diyarbakir. Security officials say five police officers were wounded, 12 militants were captured. Climate change, trade, and maritime cooperation in the South China Sea topped the agenda when Indonesian President Joko Widodo meets with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House. Mr. Widodo is the first Indonesian leader to visit the United States in a decade. Tanzanian officials say they plan to announce preliminary results Monday from Sunday's election ahead of the vote for a new president and parliament. Analysts predicted a tight race but suggested the ruling CCM party would win. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering revoking some benefits and travel rights for Palestinians living in East Jerusalem. That action comes in response to the continuing wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank. This is VOA News.